Welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. In this podcast series, we'll introduce you to the Sports Events and Tourism Association, its partners across the country, and the great work they do together. Join us. Welcome once again, and thank you for joining us. I'm Catherine Nero, your host of the Sports Event Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. And again, thanks for joining us today. Today, we're talking with Katie Tigelar, the Director of Marketing and Events for the West Michigan Sports Commission. Katie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's first start off by introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about your sports commission.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm the Director of Marketing and Events. I have been with the Sports Commission, I think, for 14 years now. I started as an intern and kind of worked my way up. So I am the third longest employee here. We are a standalone sports commission, so we are not housed within our CBB. We're completely separate. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And so we have our own board and operations. We partner with our CBB and go kind of work hand in hand with one another. But yeah, completely separate operations and entities. We do own a baseball complex, which is unusual for a sports commission as well. It's called the Meyer Sports Complex. It's north of town here. It was something that our community lacked, and so we started the conversation to build one, and we ended up owning and operating it. So a different route, but it's I think it's in its sixth year. So it's operating really well, and we're actually starting a capital campaign for phase two of that complex. And then our office also owns and operates a couple of events, and one of them including the Meyer State Games of Michigan, which is part of the National Congress of State Games. So it's like an Olympics for the state. They compete in 50 plus different sports all in one weekend, and our office owns and manages that event.
There's so many creative elements that you've just mentioned there in an arena where a lot of people, it's, you know, you do kind of do the same things over and over again. Let's start by, tell me what owning that baseball complex has done for you in just kind of keeping that continuity going and bringing events in.
Yeah, so it's great because we don't have to work with a third party on are the dates available or what right. The rental look like or anything like that. We can completely customize a package. But it's hard because like up in Michigan seasonally, it's only open so many days and there's only so many weekends. And so it fills up fast. And so we're almost to the point where the events, if you know, our whole mission is heads and beds. We want visitors to come in and spend money. So if we're finding some of these tournament operators aren't bringing in the visiting teams, we might look to replace them with another organization that could potentially bring in more. So even though we're full, we're not closing the door on potentially swapping out events and bringing in a new one that can really benefit our community and our stakeholders. So it's kind of an interesting perspective that most, if any, other organizations have.
Really competition on many levels there among the players and among the organizations as well. Tell me also, you mentioned the kind of separation from the CVB and being a 501c3. What are the benefits that you found in working in an organization like this?
There's pros and cons of everything. The benefits are, one great thing during COVID, we could receive the funding to help us get through that terrible time. Where most 501c6s could not receive any government assistance to help them through. And so with that, we also receive charitable donations, taxable. So that's one source of funding, but then our main source of funding is the hotel assessment revenues that we get through our CDB. Yeah, like I said, there's pros and cons. Being a nonprofit, we have to also fight the the heartstring charities that are asking for people's dollars. You know, it's we're the sports group and the tourism entity, but then there's the homeless shelters, you know, and there's things like that. So that can be a bit of a challenge too. And you really got to find those people who are sports enthusiasts to go after.
You've mentioned several partnerships, including with the CVB, and one in particular, or several in particular, actually is how Sports ETA recognized you with the award, the Event Partnership for Destinations for that large market category, over 500,000 people. Tell us about this collaboration and how you think and why you think that it garnered such success and this award.
Well, I hope it's because we did such a good job in a huge event, you know, 4,000 bowlers, 10,000 people in three communities. And we're not mega cities, you know. Grand Rapids is the second largest city in Michigan, but obviously Detroit is the first. And I think Lansing is third and Muskegon's probably even further down the line. So we're smaller communities that partner together in order to bring a major event to our destination to leave an economic impact in our region. And in this industry, I mean, it can get pretty cutthroat, and it's all about what can I bring to my community to help my destination out. And it's this is the first time that we've been able to share the wealth, I guess, and just really work together collaboratively and share resources and communicate with one another in figuring out how we can best serve the event and the client together. So it was very refreshing to be able to do that versus just kind of solo by ourselves going after an event and servicing it. So it was great.
That collaboration is exactly what the selection committee really commented on. So this was the U.S. Bowling Congress's 2022 Junior Gold Championships. And here's what they said. They said this event epitomized the spirit of this category with all three of these separate destinations combining for the first time to pitch their area's bowling alleys to the USBC for this event. You're right. A lot of places would have been like, no, we want them all. We want all 4,000. But you guys worked together to make this a more regional event. And obviously that worked in your favor.
Yeah, it's funny because I think most destinations would look at this and say, oh, I don't have the bowling venues, I can't go after this. But when we did a little research, we found that this event has been in major destinations before that are bigger. But if you look where the venues are, people were driving 45 minutes around the city to get to different venues. So we thought, well, we have the capacity within a 45-minute drive. And so we just need to work with our community members and try to make this happen because we can pull it off together. And luckily, when we approached them, they were willing to do this, and it was a huge success.
Yeah, $7 million. That's a huge success. I should say so. Did you expect that when kind of formulating this plan?
I don't think I expected it to be as successful as it was because, it was our first time, so you just never really know how it's going to go. And there's always bumps when you're planning new events. And I think I even was on maternity leave, so that was even interesting too. but I came in, I just brought my little infant with me and set up bleachers and we did our thing.
Creativity seems to be the theme of this interview. I tell you what, you know, figuring out how to work with two other cities and bring the baby to work, whatever works, right? That's how I get it.
Yes.
14 years of experience will teach you that, I guess so. So you've been there, like you said, for 14 years. What's next? What can we look forward to for the West Michigan Sports Commission?
So later this summer, at the end of August, we are hosting the ACES conference. So we're really looking forward to that. This is the Association of Chief Executives for Sport. So it's the CEO, C-level people for the national governing bodies and a handful of other members of that organization. And it's great because we get these people into our destination. And honestly, that's probably the hardest part because people are like, Grand Rapids, like, where's that? But once they get here, they absolutely love it. We've got amazing facilities and a great destination and so many things for family and friends to do. And it's a big city, but feels small town yet. So it's easier to navigate and get around. And so we're bringing them in for a 2.5 day meeting, and then also our industry peers. So it's always great to have them and kind of showcase your city to them as well. So we're excited to do a good job and have everybody here August 28th through 30.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And Katie, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate it.
Katie Tegelaar from the West Michigan Sports Commission. We appreciate that as well. And we appreciate you guys watching and listening too. And please join us next time for the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. Until then, I'm Catherine Nero.